Heard anything about the Theo Epstein stuff there, Bob? I mean, we've all been chasing stuff down, trying to, you know, talk to people and work the phones. What are you hearing?
You know, it's funny because, you know, covering the playoffs here, I'm around a lot of people from the national media who supposedly have their finger on the pulse of the game, and they're all asking me what's going on in Chicago. I don't think anybody at this point really has any kind of inside information or who the frontline candidates or at least the front runners might be, anybody that's close to being named either the GM or a possible replacement for Mike Quadi should the Cubs go that direction. Everybody's just kind of flapping in the wind right now, including the Cubs organization. So the sooner this thing can get done, we can get some people in place and move forward, I think the better for the organization.
The Theo part of it will probably get resolved in either direction this week. The Red Sox have some, you know, they need to get going on a manager search. So it'll probably get going this week. We've been having the debate today in terms of, you know, what is a GM worth in terms of compensation? We can't really think of a precedent here, but if this were to happen, you'd probably have to give him something. And maybe it'd just be financial, but is it worth a player? Is it worth a major league player? Is it worth a couple of prospects? How important is the right guy?
Well, I think he's very important. I mean, you know, the manager gets a lot of credit or takes a lot of blame depending on the success or failure of the team on the field. But ultimately, the general manager is the guy that puts that team together. You'd like to think he does it in conjunction with the field manager, because the field manager is the guy who obviously knows where your most glaring weaknesses are and where your strengths are. And how can we get better at the positions we're weak at? And you need your general manager to work very closely, in my opinion, with the field manager as you put the team together. But ultimately, the general manager is a guy that has to go out there and get the pieces and try to put the puzzle together. And, you know, in that respect, I think they're equally as important. You need a good field manager to push the right buttons, to get the most out of the players once they're assembled. But if your general manager does a poor job assembling that team, there's not much a field manager can do. I mean, it's that old saying about putting earrings on a pig. There's only so much you can do when you don't have the talent to go out on the field and win.
Yeah, well, you know what? The NFL, they're starting to pay the coaches in the NFL a lot of money, and some general managers starting to get pretty wealthy. And I say, why not? When you look at the payrolls of some of these teams, especially an organization like the Cubs, which spend money, the White Sox, which spend money, why not pay for the best? Why not go out there and pay a guy like Tito $4 million, $5 million? Why not find a general manager? The job is too damn important not to regard him as you do some of the mid-level talent that you're paying.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when bench players are making $4 million a year and middle relievers are making $8 million a year, it seems silly to go on the cheap with your general manager.
You know, you talked about that relationship with the field manager. And in listening to the Terry Francona press conference, when Theo would talk about their relationship, at the beginnings of it, at least, you know, the first several years, they would talk about the long view together and the short view together. And before you know it, Theo said Tito would start spitting back the long view to him. And he had really worked with him to really both think about the big picture and the mix of the analytical and the go with your gut. That's a huge part of this that doesn't get talked about. Have you had good and bad relationships? You know, I mean, you only had the one, but you've seen good and bad relationships in that way, right, Bob?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the manager has to keep an eye on the big picture, the future of the organization, the future of the team on the field. But bottom line, the manager is judged on what happens right now. And I think it seems to me the relationship should be the manager is more concerned about today and tomorrow on the field, whereas the general manager should be more concerned with the big picture, with an idea of trying to win right now without weakening ourselves moving forward. At least that's my opinion. And my relationship in Arizona with Joe Garagiola Jr., you know, the team was pretty well in place by the time I got there. But as we encountered injuries and ineffectiveness and guys retiring, guys getting injured, he was down in my office every day. And there were days he would come down and throw some names at me. This guy's available. That guy's available. Will he make us better? And, you know, sometimes I had to say, no, I'm not really interested in this guy. Maybe he would make us better 2 years from now or 3 years from now. But right now, there's not a place for him on this team. He's not going to help us win this year. That was always my primary concern. How can we get better to win right now? Whereas Joe sometimes was looking further down the road as a guy that maybe would pay dividends in a year or two, but that really wasn't my concern.
Would you throw your hat back in the ring? Were the Cubs job available again? Most people think it's going to be available. Bob, would you throw your hat back in the ring again?
I don't know. I haven't really considered it too much. You know, I've kind of been focused on this playoff series here, and I guess my attitude is I'm not hiding. They know where to find me. If they feel that I'm the guy for the job, I would love to interview. I would love to go in and sit down and talk about the future of the organization. But I think I said it a year or so ago. I don't feel comfortable actively pursuing jobs right now. If the team thinks I'm the right guy for the job, absolutely, I would love another opportunity to get down on the field. But if they don't feel I'm the right guy for the job, then I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall. So, I guess.